This story is brought to you by www.scarystorytime.com. The Abandoned Farm Field, a creepypasta. Hello, I'm basically just an average teenager that lives in a normal house, in a normal neighborhood. But my house is one of only two houses that has this fenced off an overgrown farm field. But also, my house is the only one to have the smallest amount of a backyard to our house in the whole neighborhood. To be honest, our backyard is only several yards between my deck and the fences that border the field. There is one house along the side of the road that is owned by a family that owns all that land, but they do nothing at all with the large amount of land or the large, rusty old aluminum or some other metal building next to their house. We believe that this farm used to be a small cow farm. The metal building was probably used to house the cows. The fence around the whole property seems to be like they were made to carry electricity, which what they were at one time meant to do. The electric fence most likely shocked the cows if they stray too far. But the farm was, to my knowledge, not in use when we even moved here. We were here, for about 6 years now. So one night, I was outside with a flashlight walking toward a pine tree near the fence. There is a line of pine trees that border my neighbor's house and my house. The tree I was walking to was surrounded by other pine trees and was the closest tree to the fence. For some reason, every time you go closer to that field at night, you get the weirdest vibe. But the other day, I felt a piece of paper stapled on that tree for an experiment. So, I ignored the feeling and kept walking. As I left it, the piece of paper was still there, reflecting the light of my flashlight back to me. Then I heard the wire fence start to shake. At first, I thought just a small animal was going through the fence, but it kept shaking. The weird vibe now turned into an alert feeling. I stopped and showed my flashlight over in the direction and shouted, "Who's there?" There was no reply. I showed my flashlight away for a quick second and shone it back. And standing there was a dark figure, climbing over the fence, staring at me. But the strangest thing is, whatever it was, it had no facial features, and it was shining as bright as the paper. That was all I could make out when I started running for my life. When I got back in my house, my family and I heard this thing in our yard. It sounded like what it would sound like if you morphed the sound of a cat and a dog makes when they are crying together, and make it a bit of a higher pitch. Whatever it was, it seemed to go around our house in a circle several times for an hour until it went away. In the morning, I went back to the tree. The paper was on the ground, covered in pine needles. It looked like it was snatched off the tree violently, but there was no dents in the paper of any kind that would indicate someone grabbing it. I don't know if that thing has anything to do with the field, but if it did, now I know why it is not in use. This is Spooky Boo. If you enjoyed that story, head on over to my website at www.scarystorytime.com and leave a comment on the page. Also, I'd love to hear your scary story. You may submit it to scarystorytime.com by starting an account on the site and writing it in as a post. I'd love to hear your story. Get scared.